Good morning. Thank you for joining us online. We're excited to share what God is doing in our midst and want to keep you up to date with the following announcements. Lockdown is a time of prayer. Unity lies within the power to hear the same thing from God. Join us on Monday nights for intercession from 8 to 9 p.m. No more intercession at 6 o'clock in the mornings. Explore with us the Book of Daniel every Tuesday morning from 6:30 till 7 a.m. We discuss one chapter at a time with a week of exploring in between. Let's search the historical context and relevance of Daniel's prophecies together. Our ministry is funded by the generous giving of our members and friends. Kindly support this ministry by giving towards our cause. We are all affected by the current circumstances, but sadly some are more affected than others in this difficult time. Please help us to help those in need by giving towards our BodyServe account.
Good morning, everybody. I am standing this morning in a place that is part of God's beautiful creation. And yes, it's just inspired me to share this morning with you Psalm 24, which says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers." And I was just reminded this morning of the fact that all of this, everything that is in the earth, belongs to the Lord. We can work ourselves to the bone and try our best, but at the end of the day, all the gifts that we get come from the Lord. And I just would encourage you to consider that this morning as part of the tithes and offering message. When thinking about giving, just remember that everything that we have was the Lord's first, and we're just giving back to him out of a place of thankfulness. And yes, may you be blessed this morning. And yes, Lord, we thank you for this beautiful earth that you've given us, all the good gifts that you give us. May you take the little bit that we give you and multiply it for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye.
My testimony is our garden. Basically, we moved right before the lockdown came. And we were living in a one-bedroom flat, very small, didn't have an outside space really. And now we've got a beautiful garden. So I'm very grateful for that. And I wanted to have peonies at my wedding in South Africa, but they don't really grow in South Africa. So I only had three of them. And they're some of my favorite flowers. And also we went to Norfolk in March, also before the lockdown, and we wanted to go see the bluebells, but when we got there, parking was really expensive and it was only for the whole day and we didn't have enough time, so we never got to see them. But now, and I didn't know which flowers were in my garden, but now I've discovered that we have bluebells, Spanish bluebells, and peonies growing in our own garden. So I'm really excited and I just feel very blessed and that God just knows these small details and desires of our heart. I'm just showing you there's the peonies and the bluebells over there.
I hope that some of you at least had a laugh for all the props that I prepared for you this morning. I want to talk about, can you be joyful? Can you be joyful in the Lord? And I hope that at least some of you at least found it amusing this morning. Yeah, I think during this lockdown time, we talk so much about just the pandemic and its influence over our lives, but we often forget one of the greatest issues of our time is the one of mental illness and the one of depression and negativity that reigns not just in non-Christians, but in Christian lives. And it's something that I can't speak about in depth this morning, but we can at least start the conversation. And I want to just bring a little bit of a biblical perspective, and then we're going to look at a few testimonies that that might just this morning help you to be inspired about the hope that is in Christ. Joy is a feeling. According to the Baker's Encyclopedia of the Bible, says joy is a feeling called forth by well-being, success, or good fortune. A person automatically experiences it because of certain favorable circumstances. It cannot be commanded. And so it gets generated from a place of motivation and source of living that happens in our lives. And then we see a few examples in the Bible. The one is the shepherd that experienced joy when he found his lost sheep. In Matthew 18, verse 13, it says, "And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray." Also, the multitude that felt Jesus healed the Jewish woman from which were oppressed by Satan for more than 18 years. In Luke chapter 13, verse 17, it says, "As he said these things, all these adversaries were put to shame, and all people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him." As Jesus did miracles, people rejoiced. They were happy. They were excited. They were so intrigued by what Jesus was busy doing. And then also the disciples that returned to Jerusalem rejoicing after Ascension Day, when Jesus went up in heaven. Luke chapter 24 verse 52 says, "And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy." Joy was also a feeling of the church in Antioch when its members went to the Jerusalem council so that they would not be circumcised anymore. I think the men were very glad to hear this news, but we read in Acts chapter 15, verse 31, it says, "And when they had read it, they rejoiced because of its encouragement." And it's not just of the pain, but definitely because they realized that people not circumcised were also included into the covenant of God. Something very exciting. And then Romans 16, verse 19 says, "For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you." This is Paul speaking about the Roman Christians that he was so proud of. He says, "Obedience is known to you all, so that I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil." And then also a love over not doing what is wrong. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 6, "It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth." And we know that when we don't do the things of the truth, if we don't do the things that is pure, we start to feel defiled and oppressed. And so there's also then not just joy as a feeling, but joy as an action. And I don't think a lot of Christians realize this, but this is the one part where Scripture actually commands us to be joyful. So it's not just out of spontaneity, but it's also a place of being commanded by Scripture to do so. So joy as action, according to the Baker Encyclopedia of the Bible again, it says there's a joy that Scripture commands. That joy is an action that can be engaged in regardless of how the person feels. This is a joy that can be engaged with regardless of how a person feels. Proverbs 5 verse 18 says, for instance, that let your fountain be blessed and rejoice. It's a command in the wife of your youth. Meaning that it doesn't matter who that wife is, or is she blessed, is she not blessed, is she nice, is she not nice. The Bible commands godly person to actually rejoice over his bride. And Matthew 5 verse 11, blessed are you when others revile and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. So Paul is saying that even if they persecute, revile or slander you, make sure to always be joyful. And then continuously being joyful, it says in Philippians 4 verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16, rejoice always. A beautiful command that we must be joyful, that we must actually experience life. Doesn't matter the circumstances, we must be joyful. James chapter 1 verse 2 then, James says that even if you go through various trials, be joyful, count it as joy. Verse 2 says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, which is not easy, but the Bible expects us to actually get excited about testing because it produces patience in our lives and endurance. 1 Peter 4 verse 13 says, but rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings. That rejoice is the one of action. So we must always rejoice. That you may also rejoice and be glad, glad being an emotion, when his glory is revealed. Galatians 5 verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. And we know that without the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, it's almost impossible to, in all circumstances, be joyful. But in Christ and in His Spirit living and dwelling in us, we can be joyful in all circumstances. And there's three things that I want to quickly mention, and then we're going to look at some testimonies this morning that we've experienced during lockdown. So the one is present living, is that sometimes we are so focused as Christians on the future and what God has in store for our lives, and we talk about it all the time. I don't know what God has in store for me. I'm praying, but God is not speaking to me about it. Or even the past, what God has done for us. We speak so much about the victories of the past and our testimony of what God has done, and we almost brag about it. That we forget about the present, what God wants to do right now in my life, an expectation to do the things that God has put on my plate right now. And so we even see this in secular living. It's clear that even if you read a business plan or even a book these days, the first thing that you look at is the past of the author, the victories that he had. You look at his future, the plans and things that he's busy achieving and going to achieve. And that is so clear in society today that we forget about the present. We forget about living and being present in our current circumstances. And so the world is caught up in senseless bragging and over their accomplishments and talking about the next new invention. And it's just never enough. It's just, you know, looking for more. Looking for greater things. And yet, you know, being joyful means that you and I find ourselves in current circumstances, being joyful and content in what Christ has put in our lives. And we know that He is in control of our lives, so we can just be obedient in what He's doing right now. And so... You know, people are so caught up in the current living reality of, you know, our TV stars and social media famous people, looking at, you know, social media and even the live streaming of people. I was astonished the other day to see, you know, that families are these days even doing live streaming 24 hours a day, and you can watch what's going on in their household anytime, which is probably good for transparency, but it's definitely you know, creating such a fake environment. And I want to say to you, you know, we get so fixated in what's happening in other people's lives that we forget to live our own. That we can only be excited if we watch the story of live streaming in that famous couple, and we think that that is living reality. And I can tell you, you know, finding joy in our lives is to live in the present and to be aware of what God has called us to do and the journey that God has placed us in. The second thing that I want to mention about joy is that there is a flow where the Spirit is going. And as long as we stay where the Spirit is, there's freedom, there's life, there's excitement. You know, I love spending time with God in the morning because that's the time that He reveals to me what He's actually going to do in my life. Because if I don't know, and I don't have an expectation for Him to operate, I can tell you He's still going to work in my life because He's faithful. But I might miss out on the opportunity to see His hand at work in my life. And so many people are not joyful in the Lord because they don't know what God is doing. But the more time we spend with Him, the more we are so aware that He's the orchestrator of life. I love this scripture in John chapter 3, verse 8. It says, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." It's exciting because the Holy Spirit is just never short of ideas. He's always creative, and He speaks to us and He reveals to us new things and exciting things that He's busy doing. And the more we see of His work, the more excited we get. So I want to say to you this morning, stop in being so fixed on your strict routine that you cannot change to adopt to what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. And for some of you, I'm going to just mention a few things here because I think some of you are struggling to even think out of the box. Maybe it's time to just dance while nobody is looking. And even when they are looking, maybe it's time to just run in the park, listening with your worship music, you know, aloud. And just, you know, step in, you know, in the worship rhythm. For some of you, it means that you must just go and compliment somebody at the checkout counter. Send somebody a word after spending some time with God to inquire about their lives. Maybe it's time to just buy a gift for somebody God lays on your heart. Reach out to an accountability friend and ask them to pray and give you advice on something that you are struggling with. It's maybe just time to commit in studying something new. Maybe it's just time to reduce TV and mobile time and rather connect with people without disturbance of these things. Make a list like this for yourself to not get so frustrated in this time of lockdown in your set patterns and laziness that you forget to live life and to have an expectation for God to meet people and to experience new things. The Holy Spirit is creative and He flows. He's always active. I want to be on His page. I want to live the exciting life that He has in store. And then the last one that I want to mention is that thankful lives breed joyfulness. The fact that when we recognize what people has done in our lives, when we recognize what God has done in our lives, we start to remind ourselves of the faithfulness of God and even the good things that is happening through people's lives. We get so negative about people around us that we forget that God can use them in our lives, and there's also so much good in people. And I want to encourage you to start to be thankful, to live a life of thankfulness by testifying, by talking about the smallest things that's happening. You know, I've got these friends that can just make anything to look like the most amazing miracle that happens in their lives. It's even their small toe that is just you know, healed by God, you know, during this week, or, you know, just somebody gave them bread, you know, at lunch at work, and they are so excited about it because God has provided, you know, and I love it. I love it when, you know, people live thankful lives, confessing that they cannot live without God and they need to give God the thanks. And I want to encourage you this morning, you know, to step out. And even though joy is a feeling, it's something that you cannot fabricate when it comes to feelings. It also is a command in action, that while we are, you know, in our current circumstances, we can make a choice to start to live joyful lives, to live lives of thankfulness, and to engage in what God wants in our lives. Let us be the light of the world. Let us be those people who are not oppressed and depressed by what the world has to offer, but that we will bring the life in the circumstances that we are in. Next time you get to the bus stop or at the checkout counter, make sure to engage with the person that you are dealing with. Make sure to know that this is a life. This is a person that you can touch. And this is a person that probably are going through a lot of difficulty themselves. Allow God to just, you know, transform your life, and that His Holy Spirit become the main attraction for people to follow in your life. Let us just pray together. Father, I thank You for Your Holy Spirit and for Your fountain of joy that just moves, Father, in our lives. It just springs forth and bring life around us. Father, we pray that You will deliver us from any oppression or negativity, Father God, and that You will teach us to live lives of fullness, as You command us to be joyous, Father, even through difficult circumstances. Father, we choose to have life in abundance. Thank You that You are the source of life in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to encourage you, if you need any prayer or just need to chat about even the things that we've mentioned this morning, please get online. There's some links below that you can follow to get into contact with us. We would gladly pray with you. We would gladly walk the road with you. But may this be a blessing, and may we be the light to shine forth to the world. Amen. Okay, let's do this.
Yes, we have to share the story.
Yeah, it's amazing. In the beginning of this year, God spoke to us as a board, and He said this is going to be a year of financial breakthrough, but we'll have to trust Him every step of the way. It's like standing at the Red Sea, and we need to be obedient every step of the way. The Egyptians is right at our backs, and if we are afraid and scatter, we will not get the freedom. But so grateful for what God has done in so many ways to come through for us financially. The other picture that He showed us was a boat close to the seashore, a big boat with a lot of provision. And He's going to send little boats with the right provision at the right time to bring to us the provision that is needed. And we are very thankful tonight.
Yes, we just want to say thank you to all our friends and all our families. And just for our Shofar family who stood together to help us to get to this point of renewing our visas. It's such a miracle for us. I stand in awe tonight of God's provision. And we just really want to say thank you for each and everyone for your contribution.
Yeah, and this allows us to extend our visas now for another 3 years.
Yay!
And we are excited, not because of the finances or even the visas, but because God has a plan for us being here. And for souls, we are trusting God, not for finances, but for amazing influx of people coming into the kingdom. We pray for that, and we are excited. Thank you so much for standing with us.
God is really into the details. Yesterday I was telling Spiesel that I haven't had watermelon in such a long time, and yep, I'd love to have watermelon. And about an hour or two later, a friend of ours knocked on our door and brought us half a watermelon.
Amazing.
So we're going to enjoy
that. Hallelujah.
Now.
Praise the Lord.
Hi everybody, hope you're all well. Missing you guys lots and lots, and looking forward to the day where I can actually hug you all again. Even the good old introverts these days are becoming huggers, so watch out. I just wanted to say that, yeah, I've just been so blown away by the grace and the goodness of God over this time, and just seeing how he's watched over his flock and provided for his flock. It's just been so amazing to watch him do that. And even personally, I'm just so thankful still to be able to have a job. And not only that, I've actually been promoted this last month, and it's just unheard of at this time. So really just give God all the praise, all the glory, because he looks after he tends to his flock. And yeah, just so amazing. Miss you guys. Chat soon. Bye.
Hi guys. God has been really good to us in this period, and we just want to testify of his awesomeness and his faithfulness towards us as a family. He's provided us with the means for me to keep working from home, because I started a new job on actual the day of lockdown. He's provided for us for food. Our landlord has dropped our rent for the next few months, and Elaine and the kids arrived in the country 2 weeks before lockdown, which I'm really grateful for, because it would have been really awkward and difficult if they were still in South Africa, because, yeah, as you know, Elaine's a chef, and the restaurant he was actually working in is now closed down, shut because of restrictions, and so it would have been difficult. But yeah, so we've been praying for him for a job in the UK, and God has come through and provided for him, as he does. Elaine is now working in a care home as a cook, and we are so grateful to God for his provision in our lives, and just his grace and his mercy. Yeah. Thanks guys, miss you, bye.
Yes, I don't know about you, but a knock on the door during lockdown was very rare. But I just want to testify how amazing it was for us to hear a knock on our door every time we asked the Lord for provision. As you all know, Ian and I run our own business, and due to coronavirus, we were unable to generate any income through our business. But every time we prayed and said, Lord, we don't know how we're going to be fed the next week, we had a knock on our door. I had friends coming over, even my neighbors coming over, and just giving us flour or eggs. I know Mina drove all the way from Wimbledon, and she didn't even know that we didn't have any food at that stage. Chrissy came over one night and just came with bags of food. That we didn't expect, but food that was so, so necessary. So we just want to glorify God and also ask you, if you need anything, pray and know that God answers your prayers. He will in the right time. Sometimes it's a knock on the door. Have a great day.